Two elderly sisters prayed for revival on an island in Scotland. I am Matt Staver with Freedom's Call. People came to the sisters' house to pray for the Isle of Lewis in the Outer Hebrides. An evangelist came and preached the gospel. Then the outpouring of the Holy Spirit between 1949 and 1952 became known as the Hebrides Revival. A teenage boy named Donald Smith received Christ. The evangelist asked him to help lead prayer in the revival meetings. Donald's cousin, Mary Ann, immigrated to America. She married a man named Fred. The two sisters were Mary Ann's aunts and sent her a Bible that was used in the Hebrides Revival. Mary Ann's fourth child was born in 1946, and she named him Donald after that teenage boy. President Donald Trump was then sworn into office using his mother's Bible, and it now sits in the Oval Office. Stay informed at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.